Welcome to the Different Thinking Podcast, where creativity is welcome, conventional wisdom is tried and tested, and growth and development are nourished, so that someday you can help to change the world. Now here's your host, Zach Hensrud.
All right, welcome on into the Different Thinking Podcast. I am so incredibly excited that you are listening. Thank you so much for clicking play. This episode is one that I have been working on for a while, and I think it's an important episode to cover because everyone has a beginning. Everyone has a beginning. No matter what you do for a business or in an organization, as a leader, there was a starting point. And when that starting point happened, you got to be this person. That's right. You got to be the freaking new guy or gal, right? You got to be the new person in the room. And so I'm excited to bring out four things that you really should do as processes when you are a brand new leader to an established situation. Now, I was introduced to this idea of being the new person or the freaking new guy, not only in my professional life, but as a kid. So one of the things that's interesting about me is that I moved about four or five times as a kid before the age of 10. Now, that's really not as unique. You know, you might be listening going, hey, I was in a military family. Those are actually rookie numbers. We were moving every year up until I was 10. So that's like 10 times or in 1 year we moved three times, right? And so that's not unique. What was unique is those four or five times was actually within a 2 mile radius. I think I switched towns one time. I was in the same town, but I was in, like a 2 mile radius. Now, what's unique about my area is while the town is the same, there was actually three different school districts. So that meant three different elementary schools that I went to before the age of 10. And sometimes what happened is it would be at the start of the year. Now, while you're the new person at the start of the year, so is really everyone in the class, even though they may have already been going to that school for a couple of years. They may have friends in the class. Everyone's still kind of new. But there was some times where it was mid-year. So the year was already started, things were already happening, and then we made the move and I had to switch schools. And that is always nerve-wracking, being the new person mid-year. Because what that meant was you're walking into an established classroom. You're walking in and people are familiar with them, each other. They know each other. They understand and know the teacher and the rules. And you're walking in brand new. You know, that's a lot like how it works in the business world or even in the nonprofit world. There's these established organizations and businesses where you walk in as a brand new leader. Now, there's sometimes you will promote your way up in the organization. So when I was in auto body, I started as someone sweeping floors and detailing cars and driving around. They called me a lot attendant. So I was a lot attendant, the lowest rung on the pole, meaning you showed up early, you got everything set up, you stayed up late, you stayed late to put everything away. You were again, the lowest person on the rung. If it was a horrible job, guess who got to do it? Now, in that, I worked my way up from a lot attendant to in the parts department, and then from the parts department to being an estimator and writing sheets, from that managing a location. So in that promotion, there's still some comfortability. But once you ascend, now there's a marketability for your skills. Now there's an opportunity to be able to move from company to company. And so this episode's really for that person that is walking into a company brand new, mid-year, right? Like it's already established. And in this establishment, you are the new freaking guy or gal. And so I wanted to share these four things because I know that being that person, that there are some things that you need to walk through so that way you have the most success with your leadership. And so I'm gonna start with the first one that I think is incredibly important, and that is learn the culture. Now, going through the interviewing process, it is something where you probably get an idea of what the culture is like. You probably have met some employees. You've sat down with the owner or upper management multiple times. You talk through vision and mission, and you really get a great understanding of really what does the job entail. But you haven't been a part of the day-to-day. And so once you accept the job, once day one begins, it's important to understand the culture. And I put by a little parentheses, ask questions. See, the thing is get to know, ask questions, find out what that culture is really like, because you might find that there was a disconnect between the actual processes, the people, and the products compared to what upper management really thinks the mission and that vision is, or what the issues might be. So it's incredibly important to ask questions. It's important to know, get to introduce yourself to the employees or the folks that are working with you. It's important to ask questions, such as, hey, I'd love to know a little bit more of what you do on the day-to-day. Or, hey, I see that you turned in this report this way. Is this how you've always turned in this report? I heard that everyone likes to take a break at a certain time. Has that been normal? You know, is that something that is common? What type of things do you mind if I come to that break, you know, where we get together? Asking them is, how do you like to work? Like if I was to come to you with a job assignment, how do you like for me to approach you? Start to ask those questions, start to uncover the culture, start to see the people that are working with you, start to learn them, because what we'll uncover is really what is the relationship between them and you as their leader. Was the past leader more of a micromanager, hard to get along with? I had someone just recently tell me, "Hey, Zach, my leadership style is I am compared to a hammer. I'm on your side until I say differently." You know, is it somebody that's more direct, or was it somebody that was culture building? Was it somebody that was liked and enjoyed, and people were sad to see move on? It's important to understand that prior leader, were they asked to leave, or did they voluntarily leave, or are they still there? Did they promote up? And if they promoted up, what is still their relationship with those people? See, I actually took over an opportunity where the manager promoted up and was actually my boss. And in that, what I found was one of the difficult things as I was trying to uncover culture is when there was a problem, they would bypass me and go to my boss. And my boss was getting frustrated because he felt like that I should be able to handle what those complaints were, but those employees did not reach out to me. They just reached out directly to my boss because they had that relationship. So there was a process of reestablishing the relationships of saying, hey, with something like that, that needs to come to me first because I have the solution right here to help you in your problem. And my boss, while he may have the solution, he cannot help you as quickly because he's got to reach out to me. And then I have that solution. So trying to get folks on the same page. So learn the culture. Ask questions. Here's another thing about learning the culture. Understand the influencer or uncover the influencers. What you'll find amongst a group of people is there's somebody amongst that group that tends to influence others. Who is that? Are they somebody that is a positive for the culture, or are they somebody that you're going to be battling? Are they somebody that you're going to be contending with because they're counter the culture? And so it's incredibly important to truly, truly understand and learn the culture, because as any leader that gets placed into a organization or business, you start to see areas in which you can improve. But your employees or those that volunteer with you, they don't see improvement. They see the word changes. And people are uncomfortable with changes. And so my second point is create strategic changes. What do I mean by this? And this is really something that I believe to my core. This is how you become a different thinking leader. Is once you start to understand the culture, once you start to open them up, obviously there's going to be things that you're going to want to, and I call them evolutions. I don't call them changes. I say we are evolving. We are growing. We are transitioning and making those next steps to help us really grow and prosper as an organization. And so creating strategic changes looks like this. Anything that I would like to make as what I would consider a large change, like for instance, moving locations, upending hours, office policies, dress codes, something that is going to create immediate uncomfortability from what they know. Those are about 45 to 60 days out. So when I make that decision of this is what's going to change, there's a strategic plan that comes in place 45 to 60 days out. And this is what it looks like. Very simple. I let the other leaders in the organization know this change is happening. And I ask them to keep it confidential. And I start laying out how they are going to be involved in it. What does it look like? I get their feedback. I allow them to vent. I allow them to share their information. I take it in, I process it, and I come back to them and I say, I understand, you know, we had that conversation about making this change, and I can definitely understand and see your concerns, but if you wouldn't mind, if I could have a moment of your time, I just want to share with you how I have already walked through this, and I would like your opinion to see if I'm missing something looking around the corner. Because here's the deal, is I want leadership to be on board with this change. I want them to almost feel like it's their idea. Because if that's the case, then what will happen is when an employee comes to them and goes, I cannot believe we're making this change. They're almost owning it. The leader is owning it and saying, you know, when I first heard about it, I kind of felt the same way as you did, but I'm going to tell you, it's actually not a bad idea. And here's why. And it starts to build camaraderie from there in that explanation there. So I start with the leaders. Then I start with the people that it affects the most. So if there's a staff member that's going to be taking that over, I give them about a 45-day, no less than 45-day notice that their position is going to have an adjustment, an evolution. So that way they could start to process it, ask the questions. And if it comes to that extreme where they're like, you know, I can't make this move, it allows you a ramp up of how you're going to replace them. Because in these changes, it's something where this is the vision, this is the mission of moving forward, and this is what's going to better the company. So you want everyone on board. So, and those are really only extreme cases. Most people really want to stay with their job. They understand that something has to adjust. They're not super psyched about it, but they really appreciate you adding them in there. And ultimately they'll get their groove. They'll get back into it. And it's one of those things where at least it establishes that in place. So make them strategic. So then I get with the employee and I start to those that are changing. And then what happens after I get with the employees and now I have everything in place, upon that change, then I will announce it to the rest of the company. I'll announce it to the rest of the company. This is a change. Like recently opening up one of my locations for a set of hours. There's this process of going through it and walking through and getting everyone on board. And upon that happening, then it was announced to the rest of the company. And so they're strategic. There's motion moving back and forth. And it's something where, there are wheels spinning without people feeling like wheels are spinning. So learn the culture, create strategic change. Number three is don't fall for the traps. So their employees will create traps. And I'm not going to say that they're doing it nefariously. Now, obviously they are trying to see if you will look at something differently. Maybe they already have gotten an answer from another upper management and they're just seeing if they can pin, you know, one against the other and say, hey, you know what, actually Zach approved that. So I'm going to be taking off. And then that causes issue between the two managers, right? So don't fall for the traps, meaning this, don't react to something immediately. When someone brings a piece of information to you, take it in, process it. If you have folks above you, this is where you consult with them. This is where I would reach out, like in that situation when I was in auto body, where I promoted into a auto body shop and my boss, who was the manager there, promoted above me. This is where I'd reach out to him and say, hey, I just want to consult with you with this employee. They came to me about this, but I feel like this might have already been answered. And I just want to confirm with you that you haven't had this conversation with them. Most times than not, I find out that they actually had that conversation. And so it allows me to go back to that employee and say, hey, I really appreciate you looping me in this. I actually just checked with so-and-so and found out that this conversation has actually already been had and the plan is still the same. So unfortunately, I can't, work with your request because that's already been answered. So you really want to make sure that you don't fall for their traps. And like I said, I don't think it's nefarious. I don't think it's underhandedly. It's when there's a leadership change, sometimes people see opportunities. And a lot of times this is wrapped around like vacation time. I've seen this more with vacation time or where they may want a schedule change. Those are usually the things that come up that have already been discussed. And sometimes when you do reach out to that that boss that's above you, if you're in more of that middle management, they said, you know what, this is how I ran it, but ultimately it's going to be your choice. And so you then can make that choice of, well, will that fit with what how you're wanting to operate things. Now, if you're in a place where you're the owner of the company, again, it's one of those things that people will try and test you. I just recently went through a transition where I purchased out my partners in one of my businesses. And there were folks that actually reached out that I already knew conversations were had and there was already decisions made because I was a part of those decisions, but they didn't necessarily know that. And so I was able to process it, go, you know, thanks for coming to me. And then I was able to walk back through it and say, you know, while I understand this is your request, the answer is still the same. And so don't fall for those traps because it can start to pin managers versus managers and there can be some frustration there. And as the new person, you really want to create a smooth sailing. Last point is this, make the tough decisions, especially when you're uncovering culture, especially when you're seeing strategic ways to grow and prosper the business. There are going to be some very hard decisions, and those hard decisions are going to be squarely on your shoulders. I call it the ostrich principle. What do I mean by that? When an ostrich sees trouble, they put their heads in the sand. And that's what's going to happen in your organization when a tough decision comes. People that you consult with go, ooh, man, huh. You know, if I was you, this is what I would do. But they are quickly to go, ooh, good luck with that. And they put their head in the sand. You know, they're not going to be a part of those tough conversations or those tough decisions that you have to make. But this is also a respect building time right here. Like, you have the opportunity to truly build respect by making those tough decisions. Because listen, people that operate in the business, employees, they see what needs to be done. And nobody wants to make those decisions, whether it's a reduction in workforce, whether it's removing somebody that's countercultural, whether it is making that tough decision that's not going to be the most popular, but doing it and explaining yourselves will actually create the respect that they will know that you are an established leader. And while you might be the new person to this organization, they'll start to follow and they'll start to connect with you. And you will start to see things open up. Now, as the new person, there's really no time frame of when you actually become, you go from a rookie to a veteran, right? There's really no time frame. I usually like to say, you know, depending on the organization, it could be anywhere from 6 months all the way to a year. And the reason why I say a year is because once you hit that year mark, especially if your company's consistent with events and processes, you'll start hitting those anniversaries of your first of this, first of that, first of this. And then people will start to see that consistency. And so I really encourage you that if your plan for as a leader, as a manager, as a business operator, knowing that you're not necessarily the owner of the company and starting someplace or coming in mid-drift of an established company and knowing that you may do this again, I always recommend creating a process. So why a process always starts with you triaging what has already happened. So I encourage you to get out a piece of paper, take some time alone and start to unwind what happened the last time you made a switch. Last time you switched the company that you're in right now as a leader, what did that look like? What were some of those traps? What were those areas that you didn't fully understand the culture, but and it took a while? What questions could you have asked? What changes did you do immediately that caused a shock that you could have been more strategic about? And then what decisions should you have made years ago that you've made recently that if you would have done it back then, look at where your company would be now? Build a process because there may be an opportunity that you do take that next step and go to another company and you have that process of when you walk in as the new leader, what does that really look like? Well, I hope you enjoyed these four steps. These, while there could be others, these are really the primary ones to understand what situation you're walking into. Now, I really appreciate you listening and being a part of this different thinking community. If this is your first time joining the show, can I just recommend that you hit that subscribe button? Get notified when new episodes are dropping. There are tons of things coming down the road that I want to share with you to help you really craft, really look at your leadership, your organization, your business in a different light. See, Steve Jobs had a marketing moniker that was really his rallying cry, and it was think different. And it was this idea of looking at things in a different way to finding a better solution. And that's really what different thinking is all about. It is looking at things and finding a better solution. If you continue to do the same things over and over again and get the result, the undesired result, something has to change. So go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Follow us on YouTube, on Instagram, and really get a part of this community. And folks, I really appreciate you listening and being here and knowing that this is a community about creating change. So remember, today is a great day for you to apply different thinking. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Different Thinking Podcast. Please follow the show on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. Don't forget to rate and review us. And remember, today is a great day for you to apply different thinking. Thanks again for listening.